wife had a story of a praying mom, some chemical abuse early on in life. I liked the party and had a praying mom who also had a best friend who was a consummate prayer warrior.
Yeah.
My mom's best friend had a son who was a recovering addict. One Christmas, when I was living in New York, I went to an AA meeting, and somebody raised their hand and asked for a ride home. I offered the ride home. When we pulled up the street, I asked him if he knew this woman, and I mentioned her name, and he said, "That's my mom."
Wow.
So here I am in a city of, what, 7 million people. I run into my mom's best friend's son. I said, "Oh, I gotta go say hi to her." So we walk up the steps. She opens the door. She sees us both standing there, and she just starts weeping. "Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We
pray that you could be." And that's no joke.
Oh.
So not too long after that, I hopped on a plane. I said this prayer as I was leaving the runway. I said, "God, I'm in your hands," and landed in Arizona. And that was in 1991, and I haven't had a drink since.
That's awesome. Way to go, man.
So praying moms are powerful.
Yeah.
It's so cool that his mom recognized why you were there, like immediately.
And that is an accurate description of what happened. I still get goosebumps when I tell that story. That was truly God working in my life. And that was an absolute answer to prayer, because I know how her and my mom still pray to this day.
Yep. So it's your praying mom and praying mom's friend.
Praying mom times two.
That's
you
right.
Can't beat that.
You better watch out. Those praying moms, they'll get you.
I'm glad they did.